I think one of the main things was that before, well, all my life, it has been that you do a certain amount of insulin and then you eat according to the insulin that you've done, which is a real pain if, you know, if you're not hungry or whatever. Whereas suddenly it was the completely different way around and nothing was barred. You could eat anything you wanted to and you did the insulin was adjusted according to that, which doesn't sound like a very big deal, but in practice it's a huge and revolutionary way of feeling, of thinking about food. I've always hated the fact that you have to eat even if you're not hungry, and you have to eat so much carbohydrate at certain times, and it's not 100% fluid obviously, and you still want to eat healthily and stuff, but if you don't feel like eating much, you don't eat much, which is, you know, a huge, huge change.
And what about if you feel like eating a lot?
If you feel like eating a lot, you can eat a lot, and you can eat anything. I mean, you know, the idea of being able to go into a restaurant and having a dessert if I wanted to. I think for the first sort of week I kind of did eat desserts, but I don't actually have a sweet tooth at all, so it hasn't really made much difference to me. But although I did have a very large box of chocolates given to me for Christmas, and I still felt guilty when I ate them because, like, chocolate is like you feel guilty if you're diabetic for 40-odd years and you're suddenly allowed to eat chocolate. But I don't actually like it that much. But, you know, I am allowed to eat these things if I want to.
And how do you work out how much insulin to take?
Well, I'm not very good at maths. and basically, you just count the carbohydrates and you have a particular ratio, which is unique to you, depending on the overall amount of insulin that you normally take, a ratio of carbohydrate to insulin.
And how did everybody on the course find this maths?
Well, I don't think I was the worst, but I certainly wasn't the best. it's quite... If you're taking one unit of insulin to 10 grams of carbohydrate, obviously that's quite straightforward. But now I'm taking one unit of insulin to 15 grams of carbohydrate, which is less straightforward. And I think my math is improving, but I still have to sort of look things up in my carbohydrate book and weigh quite a few things. I think because of my sight, it is more difficult for me to sort of think, oh, this is about the same size of portion that I had yesterday of pasta or whatever, because I can't actually see it like that. So I think there are issues around my visual impairment and working it out. But I do, I mean, if I'm at home, I tend to weigh things, which I don't think I would have gone on the course if I'd known that. But actually, I don't find it an issue at all. It just frees things up incredibly.
Did the course address the difficulties you might have with visual impairment?
Not really. I think they tried to, but I don't think it really did address it, no. I mean, they did very good things and put a lot of stuff into large print for me, and they did the best they could, but I think there were actually sort of more deeper issues, if you like, than just accessing the material. I mean, for one thing, the carbohydrate counting book is bloody... I mean, it's tiny, the print in that, and I rely very heavily on my partner to do a lot of the maths for me.